All right, here we go again. Welcome back to Playing the Shy. This is episode 3. I got the beautiful, the wonderful, the lovely.
Oh, stop.
I got Liz doing this podcast with me. Liz is doing episode 3. If you paid attention to the first two, you already know who Liz is. If you didn't, then, you know, you missed out. Now, you want to introduce yourself, Liz?
Not really.
Okay, that's cool, too. But, yeah, man, this is Bruce Parker, a.k.a. The Shive Geek, man, and you tuned in to Playing the Shive. Mr. Who has a very busy work schedule as of lately, so he's going to sit this one out. But we're going to do it for my nigga Jake. You dig? Nah. First order of business is...
I like how your interests are different with me.
Right.
You used to do all that cursing and hooping and hollering.
Because I'm doing it with my nigga.
Because you're a different person.
Of course, I'm a... Because when I'm with my woman, I'm not going to be the same exact... I don't feel like anybody is the same person when they're dealing with different people in their life. Like, I was having a conversation with my mama about how I interact with her differently than I interact with my dad versus how I interact with Marshall, my brother, versus how I interact with you, versus how I interact with my best friend, versus the me at work. So it's like, you know.
Okay.
It's a different person.
Pointing out.
All right. So, right now, I mean, Liz drinking tea, hot tea, and I'm eating Gushers, and I got fruit roll-ups, and... What is this thing? Fruit by the foot and fruit roll-ups, you dig? But anyway, okay. So the first thing we're going to get into is, I need a new phone.
You do.
I have a Moto G, which Mr. Who recommended to me. And it was great, because I had a BlackBerry before this. And, I had to because it's up there. You know what I'm saying? I don't like that. But anyway, I had a BlackBerry before this, and I love my BlackBerry. But I feel like the BlackBerry is not good. It don't hold a battery. Like, it don't hold a good charge compared to, like, new smartphones. Because the BlackBerry was a smartphone 10 years ago. And plus, it don't have Instagram or Snapchat or, like, basically, all it got is Facebook and Twitter.
Well, they're doing away with the Moto G. Now it's the Moto E.
Mm-hmm.
That's the new thing now.
Yeah, they don't even sell. And if they're selling the Moto G, it's probably like a used one. I don't even think they're still in production.
Yeah, no places are selling it.
Yeah. So, my Moto G, the issues I have with it, I like the phone. I do like it. It's just, I don't have a SD slot. You know what I'm saying? A memory card slot. So, it's like, I can't, all I have is 8 gigs. And then it's like 3 gigs is already used, so it's like I only have 5 gigs. Pictures, apps, music, you know what I'm saying? It's like it's not enough memory, and I don't have a chance to upgrade the memory. And then my Snapchat not working, and Snapchat is a big part of my daily routine because my little brother's deployed right now. Snapchat is the only way I can see him, so that's like a major bummer for me. And then my Moto G won't even update to Lollipop 5.0.
I don't know what that means.
It's like, you know, like y'all got the newest, yeah, iOS, like 8. I think 8 is the newest one, 8.1.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming up. I can't even, like, I'm stuck on, like, folk. I'm just, I don't know, I need a new phone. I don't need a new phone. I would like a new phone.
You need a new phone.
Like, financially, I don't need a new phone, but, you know, it is what it is. So... And Liz rocking around with the iPhone 5S.
This is 5.
5. Either way, it's iPhone. So it's like your battery be dying, but it's still better than my phone.
It dies because I'm like on it all day.
But iPhone 5 got bad battery life anyway.
Because I'm on it all day. Like texting, calling.
Yeah.
Twitter, Instagram. Porn.
BuzzFeed porn.
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I hear you, baby. All right. So the next thing is, I went to Yomi what's today? Well, don't say today. But I went to Yomi the other day.
Okay.
And I went, and it was the first time I had been there since it opened. And if you don't know, Yomi is a gaming. Well, you know this. Mm-hmm. And hopefully they're keeping up with the podcast. And Yomi is a gaming place. I was talking about Reno. And I actually got a chance to... Did you make it that far in my last podcast? Like, to me, for me to talk about that?
Yeah, I just got to the part where your friend kept telling you how ugly I was.
He didn't say anything.
Okay. I
said
whatever. Okay.
But anyway, I went to Yomi. And I actually seen Reno. And he was like, oh, man, I wanted to tell you, man, I just listened to the podcast, the whole thing, and I fucking love it.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, and I was like, that's dope as fuck. And he was telling me about how, I told you, it's like some people that say they didn't like Yomi for whatever reason. It's like this something that happened, something serious. I'm not even going to, like, state it on the podcast because, it, you know what I'm saying, it's, like, too personal, but... some information he got that could have landed him in a lot of trouble, or just the whole, it jeopardized the business because of a certain individual. And I don't know, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like just some shit happened and he was very unhappy about it. And he was talking about it when I seen him at Yomi. And, to that, I just say shout out to Reno. And I hope it's not the person that he thinks it is that did the shit or whatever, because that would be unfortunate. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, he told me he liked the podcast, and I was like, I appreciate that because, you know, it's just, like, dope for somebody like that to sit down and want to listen to my shit. And then he said he liked the fact that it's not just a gaming podcast.
Yeah.
Like, it's about other shit, too. Because, you know, a lot of the gaming dudes, they do podcasts, but it'd be, like, an hour and a half of just game, like Mortal Kombat or Injustice, so... You know, he said that, and I appreciate that. And Yomi was fun, man. I got to meet the Terry brothers, DJT, MIT. I seen Pig again, which was weird because I seen him, and I walked up to him. I was like, oh, man, how you doing? And I was like, man, you going to win Evo. And he was like, what's up? Oh, he was like, oh, yeah, man, thank you. Thank you. I've been practicing real hard. That's why I'm here, you know, to try to help these Yomi guys win Evo. And then... When I went to play my second match against Forever King Jr., he was sitting right there talking to Rio, and I guess he, like, put two and two together. He was like, oh, man, it's you. Like, how you doing? And I was like, nah, bro, like, you don't remember me? Like, you know, I'm one of your biggest fans, my G, but it's cool. And I said, you know, everybody was cool, man. Like I said, I got a chance to meet Rio. Forever King Jr. is a really nice guy. Like, nice. Really nice dude. Like,
I'm just going to be real. These names mean nothing to me.
I know they're going to mean something to the podcast.
Okay.
And if you've been keeping up, then you should know that.
I don't care about you that much.
Whatever. So, Forever King Jr. is a nice guy. Rio's cool. Slayer is, like, cool. I met a lot of people. That was this dude, Dominion. Dominion is, like, a big Street Fighter player, like, a huge Street Fighter player. I didn't even know he was, like... I know the name, but it's kind of like... Like, you know of somebody. It's not kind of like being a celebrity, but you don't know the celebrity. So I'm just watching him play Street Fighter on the screen and shit. And he just kicking ass with Guile. Guile is a white guy that got the, like, the yellow afro thing. And he do the sonic boom. Everybody should know about that. But anyway.
Oh, I wasn't listening.
Yeah. Voice, you wasn't listening? What
I
you
looked was doing? I burped.
You burped? Oh, okay. You looked away to burp?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. But anyway, so I seen Dominion putting in work with Guile, and then I looked him up, and I seen he was, like, important, because I remember the name Dominion, and that was cool. And basically, everybody that I seen that Yomi was cool, like, I seen fucking, like I said, Slayer, Forever King Jr., Gamer Blake, Glass Sword, Pig of the Hut, Slayer, and a bunch of Street Fighter players, man.
Are you
dope.
Saying Pig of the Hut?
Or? Pig of the Hut. His gamer name is Pig of the Hut. Like, okay. Piece of Hut. Pig of the Hut.
No, there's, like, Pig of the Hut.
Or... Pigger? Like, I don't Jigger? Know.
Maybe.
No, it's Pig of the Hut.
I don't question people's...
gamer name.
Yeah.
You dig? So, I think that, realistically, Sonic Fox will probably win Evo. And I hope that Pig makes it. I hope that Pig wins. I know Rio gonna get top 8. I feel like the MIT and DJ. I really feel like either Yomi, Pig of the Hut, or Sonic Fox is gonna win.
Yomi.
Evil. Yomi is like the name of the place, and it's like the name of the team, okay. The name of the group. Okay. Now, Forever King Jr. said that one of the, like, the Terry brothers got Sonic Fox number. You know what I'm saying? So Forever King is saying that Yomi is definitely going to win Evo. So Forever King, if you're right, Maji, salute. You know what I'm saying? Hats off to you. You dig? And that's what happened.